Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I want Gabe Gore voted out.
Whoa.
The circuit attorney for St. Louis, I want him gone.
You take it back.
I want him out.
You better explain yourself, because I will jump over this studio desk and pummel you.
You know,
because I am a fan of Gabe Gore.
I love Gabe Gore until I got another jury duty summons.
Because he's doing his job.
He's doing his job, and nobody lives in the city. So now I have to go to jury duty every 2 years? I did my duty 2 years ago, and there is a 2 year period where they cannot. I went in. You go in, you do the thing, don't get selected, whatever. So that's what happened. I didn't get selected. In fact, I think they didn't select anybody. But so
what do you mean they didn't select anybody?
Well, because you call the number and they tell you if you're needed or not, right? So I did that. They don't need you. I guess that happens sometimes. So, but then they tell you, you have fulfilled your duty, mm-hmm. your civic duty for 2 years. It will be my next jury summons date will be 2 years and 3 days after the last one.
They knew you were up.
So they barely waited 2 years.
That's because
they're asking me again.
They're prosecuting some people. They're working down in the city.
This is obnoxious.
So you liked Kim Gardner because she didn't prosecute anybody. So if they're not prosecuting people, then there are no trials. And if there are no trials, you don't need juries.
That's right. Bring back Kim Gardner.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to do jury duty. Because what if...
BBKG?
Bring back Kim Gardner. KG. Yes. BBKG. That's right. Because I would like to not have to go in next month.
That's terrible.
I mean, come on, man. I don't want to do it. I know it's my civic duty and you have to. And when you've got to.
It's good for
when
you.
When they call on you. I just don't feel like doing
it. Listen, they're like, look at this guy. He lives in the city. He's got no wife, no kids. He barely works.
Damn, man.
This guy is available.
Do you think Gabe Gore can get me out of it?
I think Gabe Gore is going to say, put him on the one-year rotation. This guy's got nothing else to do.
That would be against the law.
Is it?
Well, if they say 2 years, they can't tell you, oh, I'm sorry, it's actually 1 year.
What if they say, you know how when you get drafted, like back in the day when men had to sign up for the draft, and it's like, well, if you're this age or if your wife is pregnant, like you weren't going to get drafted. I think it should be the opposite for jury duty, where everyone serves every 2 years unless you have no wife, no kids, and you barely work, then you get to do every year.
I need either Gabe Gore to step down.
Oh my gosh.
And I need the next circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis to also be taking nursing classes at the same time so that I don't have to go back to jury duty.
I know now, who you need to call.
Who?
You know.
I don't.
Your favorite guy in the city of St. Louis.
Sheriff Montgomery.
Yes.
He can't get me out of it.
He might be able to. He does whatever he wants, it seems. He buys SUVs. He buys golf carts. He buys new badges.
And he that new SUV that he purchased for how much? $50,000?
$52,000, $54,000. Okay. Oh, that's right. We have a game.
We have a game that we were going to play with Sean Malone, but he's not in right now. I know
no,
he's on
he gave
he's on
the
assignment.
Number.
He didn't
was,
give it.
He was supposed to give the number to James or Kyle.
Did he give you the number, James? He did not. Okay.
Do you have his? Can you text him? So basically, we wanted to know.
Let's wait for Sean to be in here to do this.
To set it up?
Yeah, to
you
do the whole thing.
You want people to guess?
No. Well, yeah, but we'll do it a different day when Sean Malone is available. But this is why, because he purchased this brand new Tahoe. Wasn't it a Tahoe?
Mm-hmm.
And for $50,000. And what I wanted to know is, well, how bad was the old one that was purchased less than 10 years ago?
Because, remember, his main job is to drive across the street.
Right. So what,
he could just park.
What I wanted to know was how many miles were on the last SUV that he has replaced? Yeah. Did it need to be replaced when there is a budget problem? The sheriff's department allegedly, according to all these reports, and the Alder people are upset about it, that they're burning through money they don't have.
Who's approving this? Because the sheriff, are you telling me the sheriff has the unilateral power to purchase a $55,000 SUV and tens of thousands of dollars worth of golf carts and $28,000 worth of new badges? And everyone is shocked that he's making these purchases. Who is overseeing this? Certainly it's not executive fiat where he just, I can buy all the stuff.
Maybe he's supposed to be going through somebody else, but he's just not doing it. I don't know.
Well, who I can tell you, my guess is he is doing it on his own and he doesn't have someone else. Otherwise, the sign above his door wouldn't say Repsect. Instead of respect.
I'll tell you something.
R-E-P-S-E-C-T, Repsect.
It's awesome. I love everything about this sheriff. And I know that he didn't personally install that sign above the door. But misspelling respect, just as it is a perfect mistake.
Is it honor, integrity, Repsect?
Something
what are
like
the
that.
Other two words? There's something like
it's
that.
It's his motto, though. He wanted the motto up there.
Yeah.
And they misspelled respect. Dude, I love it so much. Thank you. Thank you, Sheriff Montgomery. Please get me out of jury duty. Text into the show if you are working or not working today.
We want to know.
This texter wants to know where Major Garrett was and why not on at 10:30. Well, because he's not working today.
He's not working today.
At least not with us. So.
And I don't think he's delivering anything.
This is Terry texting in from Fenton.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Back up, Terry. Terry.
Oh, Terry.
Terry, it's almost time for that, too. Terry from Fenton says that he is working today delivering teeth.
Wait, Terry.
I need to know more about that.
You can't say that without any context.
What kind of teeth? Human teeth?
Yeah.
Like, are they dentures?
Teeth, Terry?
Are they like tooth implants?
Terry, are you really delivering teeth?
Are they artifacts? It could be archaeologists. Dinosaur teeth?
I think it's amazing that every single one of our listeners is on the move right now.
I know.
They're all driving.
And we're getting all the union people because here's Pipe Fitter Dave texting in.
Hot dog, Pipe Fitter Dave.
Fixing ACs, driving from job to job, wearing pants, going commando. So,
Pipe Fitter Dave.
If Pipe Fitter Dave comes into your house today, just know he's got no underwear on. The only thing between him and you is a thin layer of jeans. Yes.
Did he say jeans or pants?
He says pants.
But
a pipe fitter's wearing jeans.
I think pipe fitters wear pants.
Do
like,
they?
Like painter's pants.
Cargo pants. Very good point.
Or chinos.
Another message says, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Come on, Ranj. Quit complaining and do your duty. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I just don't want to do.
This guy is a walking hypocrite. Well, most hypocrites are walking, I guess.
Well.
A walking contradiction.
Another texter from a 618 is delivering drugs and dry ice.
Okay.
All right.
Are you with the teeth delivering Terry?
I don't know,
this
man.
This is so interesting. Thank you for texting in. Keep them coming. 314-436-7900. Are you working or not working? So here's what I've learned. anybody delivering anything is not off today.
No, this is a big delivery day. In fact, I think I'm expecting a package. Hopefully,
not from the Postal Service.
No, not from the Postal Service.
Because they're FedEx. Off. That's a government holiday.
Yeah. And the person who said I should just quit complaining and do my duty says they are working from Fenton from home today, but used to deliver for Amazon.
Wow.
And what kind of shorts did you wear as a delivery driver? Should I remind everybody, if you've just tuned into the show, my great idea, so don't steal it.
Don't steal it.
Do not steal my idea.
We have John on the YouTube who, he'll be a witness that you thought of it first. Yeah,
that's right. John heard me say it at the top of the show that I have, because all these delivery drivers are always wearing really short shorts, that I want to take it a little, I want to go up a little higher.
Yeah.
So I want a delivery service. I'm going to start this where the drivers are wearing jean cutoffs and they're really short.
Yeah.
And the service will be called Nice Package.
Nice Package. And so then your slogan, your slogan could be raising the standard and the hemline.
We'll work on that. We're going to work on that.
It sounds a little bit more like a skirt when you say hemline.
So the car hauler who had texted in earlier driving his truck.
Because he's driving a truck full of cars.
Yes, he is from St. Louis, but he's listening from South Carolina on the Odyssey app.
What?
Yep. And so he can leave a voice message if he wants. But he wants all of us. He wants. Here's what he says. Okay. Please let the listeners know I smell bad.
Well, is that from your pants or?
This is from Brad. This is from Brad, the truck driver.
In Carolina.
Yeah. So he went to the truck stop to shower last night, but they were out of order. So he didn't get the shower.
Worst.
And he is a non-union owner operator. So good for Brad.
Wow. So do you think, so like this is what they do?
Shower number 9 is available.
That's what they do.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
So have I told you this?
That you've always wanted to shower with the truckers?
No, well, I want to do a truck stop shower just once and see what it's like.
How much does it cost?
It can't cost
a couple
much.
Dollars, probably.
It can't be more than a couple bucks.
I don't know, inflation, it could be $7. Honestly, I could see it being $7.
I would also like, if you're a truck driver, how often do you shower? Do you get a daily one in? Or is it every couple of days? I'd like to know. Let us know if you're a truck driver, how often you shower
Some
if you're
people,
on the road.
They have like really nice cabs.
Yeah, you
like
sleep
beds
in the cab.
And a little kitchen.
Yeah, they'll have they can have a little Xbox or and a TV back there. They can do all kinds of cool stuff.
What if what if Terry has an 18-wheeler full of teeth?
human teeth?
That's a lot of teeth.
So the delivery drivers are telling us, at least one of the people, this is from the person working from Fenton.
Mm-hmm.
Says he's wearing cargo shorts. You're not delivering anything.
That's true.
You're not delivering anything.
John on the YouTube, since we brought him up about Nice Package, not his Nice Package, but your Nice Package idea. And John said, I'm here to testify. So we've got a witness.
Another texter says it is $15 for a shower. That is
oh my gosh.
Way too
I thought,
expensive. That's Ricky from South City's letting us know that it is a $15 truck stop
that's
shower.
That's way too expensive because I was guessing 7 because I thought it could be expensive and 7 seemed really high. You can belong to Planet Fitness for $15 a month.
I'm telling you right now, I am stunned by the amount of people who are now texting in to tell us how much a truck stop shower costs. We have so many people.
How much? What are they all saying?
$12, $15, $17. We have all kinds of submissions. So it is not a couple of bucks. That's a pricey shower.
I would not shower often.
Man.
You couldn't shower every day. Ronch, if you are a long-haul trucker and you're showering every day, that is a huge chunk out of your paycheck.
Man, I am stunned by that. But one person says that if you fill up at least 50 to 75 gallons, you get a free shower.
Okay.
Free shower with the purchase of fuel. Okay.
You know what? You can buy body wipes. I would buy body wipes. They're like witch hazel and a little alcohol, and you can just kind of like wipe off and feel refreshed.
You would have to.
For less than $15 a shower would not allow. I couldn't shower every day at $15 a shower.
I mean, that's way
do that
too much.
Not being a truck driver.
That is way too much.
Imagine in your apartment you had to do that now. You wouldn't shower every day. You'd see how long you could go just to save money.
John from St. Charles says he's wearing shorts, working in the printing business, but happy hour starts at 3. So we're glad to...
I'm glad he's in shorts.
We're glad to take you up till that.
314-436-7900. Tell us what you're wearing.
Please do. Text the show 314-436-7900, as she said. And also, Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message directly on that app. What a great, great day it's been.
Ranji, this is what it is. He's a truck driver. That's what he gets paid to do. He dumps the dirt, and then the laborers go in and move the dirt around. Two totally separate things, man. You know, you're wrong on this one. Amy's right about this one.
Well, it's about time.
Obviously.
So, just telling you. He drives the truck, dumps the dirt, the laborers put it in place.
We got it, Tim.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Simple. It's so simple.
Thank
Why
you,
did
Tim.
You not understand this, Ron? You're like,
thank you, Tim.
I think he's being lazy. No, Tim. He is a driver.
I didn't
he's
say.
He's a driver. He's not a shoveler. He's not a landscaper or a dirt pourer or, I mean, all these other different jobs.
All right, well, hold on. Thank you, Tim from St. Louis. Thank you for checking into the show.
It's offensive.
On the Odyssey app, use the Odyssey app and leave us a voice message like Tim did. No, a delivery driver. We've been talking about delivery drivers all day. They don't show up and then somebody else brings the package out of the truck. They get the package out of the truck.
But that's what the dirt guy is doing. He lifts up his trunk, the truck dumper, and he dumps out the dirt. Now it is your problem. It's a different job has to step in now. This is so simple. I don't even know how you call yourself a union man and you don't understand
this. I love
this.
Unions.
You don't. No, you don't.
Big union guy.
You don't. You're not a union guy.
I am.
If you don't understand how the driver delivers the dirt and someone else does the other totally different job. I think you're a fake.
Oh, get serious.
Fake. He's a fake.
You're fake. We have a texter who says, Amy talks about going to a lot of parties. Do all of her friends have outdoor paradises in their backyards? Yes, they do, actually. Amy only knows rich people.
No.
She doesn't know any middle class.
Oh my gosh.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah.
People like you and me. She
Who definitely don't have yards. No.
I have no yard.
Guess where the mosquitoes are bad? I went to, again, a lot of Farnes, know a lot of people. We hung out in a backyard in Soulard, and the mosquitoes are huge, like mosquitoes.
Another backyard. You know another person with a backyard.
Yeah.
Just what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Brian in O'Fallon is not working today, but does want to know how much lot lizards are now.
Okay, so we had to Google that.
It has come to my attention that lot lizards are the prostitutes at the truck stops.
Okay.
Not a very nice term for the prostitutes.
Well, I've never heard of it, so it could be a really bad term that you just said on the air.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. He also says, nice package, referring to my business that I want to start. Uh-huh. Nice package. We deliver on time every time, 60% of the time. It's not bad. I will go with that. Terry from Fenton checking back in wants to quit. Oh. What? You okay?
I just thought of a slogan for a nice package, but I don't think I want to say it on air.
No, you have to now.
I can't do that. I'll text it to you.
Okay. All right. You text it to me and I'll decide if I can read it or not. But Terry has checked back in from Fenton, says he will quit his job delivering teeth, now delivers body wipes to truck stops.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right. I just texted you.
Okay.
I told Matt, our producer, who was also on that thread.
All right. I will take a look at it. You didn't send me anything. All right. Never mind.
I sent it to you.
I don't know. I don't have anything from you.
No. I just sent a really suggestive slogan to somebody.
Who did you send it to?
It's you and Matt.
Okay.
Okay. Whoa. I got really nervous.
Oh, you can say that, Amy.
Say it all together. Nice package.
Okay. Just before I read this, I want to tell everybody about the time, and this was before I started, that Amy was like, oh, can I say crap on the air? Is it okay to say crap?
Oh, I thought I was going to get fired.
For saying crap?
Yeah.
You are a child.
That's a Christian cuss word.
You're a child. All right. So, for nice package, my delivery service, where all the delivery drivers wear really short shorts that are cut off jeans shorts. Okay? Amy's.
No, it's not mine.
Amy's slogan for my new business is let us handle your package. That's perfect. That's perfect. Well done, Amy. Kyle likes it. James likes it. Great job, Amy.
I didn't think of it. I did think of it, but I didn't say it. You're the one that said it. I thought of it. I thought, that's bad. I'm not going to say it.
A texter is checking in on lot lizards, and they say lot lizards are scarce these days, and they're totally gross.
You know what? I'm glad no one's in the office today.
Another message.
I'm glad our boss isn't here.
Oh,
I'm
who
glad
cares?
That this is just going into the ether.
Who cares what he thinks? No, this is all being recorded, and it will be on the Odyssey app later. Download the Odyssey app and listen to all the podcasts of the shows every single day. Another texter says the new term is a parking lot hostess. I think that's nice.
Do they spell it H-O-E-S-T-S-S?
I have no idea. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We are. What did this day turn into?
You know what? Sorry. The slogan, let us handle your package that I sent accidentally to Matt.
Yeah.
He just texted back. That's a hard one to ignore.
Yep. Because you told him to ignore the text. Poor guy's on vacation.
With no context, getting that text.
All right.
I don't know. You know what? This is Steve's not here. This is not our fault. This is not our fault.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX. When we come back, a new exhibit at the Soldiers Memorial honoring the Tuskegee Airmen of St. Louis. Really cool stuff. Mark Sunlove is the director of the Soldiers Memorial. Joins us next on KMOX. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and we are glad to have you with us today. Before we get to our next guest, we want to give away tickets to you. We have a pair of tickets for the Outlaw Festival at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, June 28th.
AKA Riverport. Yep.
And if you are caller number 6 to the contest line at 955-1120, caller number 6 will win those tickets. Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Nathaniel Ratliff, June 28th. So, good luck to you. We will have one more pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. We are joined now by the director of Soldiers Memorial, Mark Sunlove, who is in studio with us today. Mark, good to see you.
Hey, good to be back. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Special day at the memorial today. We saw people filing in. We can see the memorial right across the street here from the window. And a special day honoring Tuskegee Airmen of St. Louis, a new exhibit opening today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we just closed the Ghost Army exhibit, which was great.
That was very cool, by the way.
Yep. Yeah. But time for a new story at Soldiers Memorial, and that is the Tuskegee Airmen, America's Freedom Flyer. So it opened today. And it will be open until November 2nd. So a little bit of time to come down and see that.
That's awesome. And just as a reminder for people who maybe haven't been to the Soldiers Memorial in a while, this exhibit honoring the Tuskegee Airmen, is this free and you can make donations, but you don't have to buy tickets or anything?
Yeah. We're at the museum's always free. Mm-hmm. Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5 p.m. Absolutely free. Certainly, like you said, though, we always welcome donations because we're a nonprofit, so we need the support that we can get.
Tell us more about this particular exhibit.
Yeah. So I think, like what we do is we tell St. Louis stories at Soldiers Memorial. So like many of the exhibits, a good part of the exhibit tells the national story, about one half of the exhibit. And then on the other half, it really dives into the St. Louis story. There are over 90 individuals served in the Tuskegee Airmen Unit during World War II. And so a lot of their families are still right here in St. Louis. So we kind of do a little deeper dive on some of those individuals and share their stories.
With the Greatest Generation and the World War II veterans, my grandpa was a World War II veteran and went to the Soldiers Memorial with him. And it was so meaningful and so personal to him. And I think for so many of our veterans to feel remembered and that they're what they went through, the sacrifices they made, that's not forgotten and not taken for granted. And kind of went on a tangent there, but we are losing that generation as they get older. With the Tuskegee Airmen, do we know how many Tuskegee Airmen are still with us?
I don't think we have a firm number on that. There are over 15,000 in the unit, about 1,000 pilots, which is a very Air Force thing, right? There's the number of pilots is always very small. The number of support personnel that make those planes fly is very large. So it's actually, you'll hear sometimes 1,000 Tuskegee Airmen. When you hear that number, it's the pilots. But the 15,000 number is all of the individuals, men and women, white and black, who served to support that unit. It's a large number. So we don't have accurate number, I don't think. But like you said, we're losing them exponentially. More and more every year. It's an incredible generation with incredible lessons to learn. Yeah.
I know one just passed recently in Florida, and that's believed to be one of the last remaining, and there might be one of the actual pilots left.
Okay.
I guess nobody really knows for sure just how many are remaining.
And it's funny when you talk to you do have the pilots, and then you talk to other folks who served in the unit who don't really either recognize or know that they were part of that unit. They were just doing their work, right? They're just doing their job. So it's hard to tell, but in that exhibit, sharing those deeper stories about some of the St. Louisans is, a number of the families were there today, members of the Carper family and members of the Lynch family were at Soldiers Memorial, both members of that unit. And it's really a remarkable unit. They were fighting. They had two fights. The first one was the civil rights, the discrimination, the racism, just to get into the service to serve. Right. I mean, it was monumental. They were almost no black pilots at the start of World War II. So you know, enforced restriction against black pilots in the service at the time. So when they developed the Tuskegee Airmen, it was like, all right, you know, we can develop this unit. It has to be strictly segregated, you know, so on and so forth. So these guys were not only learning to fly, learning to be in war, learning to fight the enemy, but then they're also fighting this fight at home, you know, just being fighting for the right to fight, right?
Which is something like it's so hard to comprehend. And like you said, facing discrimination at home, fighting for the right to fight for their country. And the fact that there were still restrictions on black servicemen and women while our country is fighting literal Nazis, that had to have engendered conversations of like, hey, what kind of hypocrisy do we have going on right here?
Yeah.
Did that start a lot of conversations?
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, for, you know, the African-American population called it double victory. That's what they were after, the victory at home and the victory abroad. And they were fighting two fights at the same time. And yeah, these were young, you know, for the pilots, it was young black men who they wanted to go fly and they wanted to fight for their country and they wanted to do these things. And, you know, they walked down to recruiting offices and they're like, sorry, you can't do that. We're not going to let you do that. So it's actually Eleanor Roosevelt, the president's wife, went down to the Tuskegee Institute because she had been told, well, you know, black men, they can't fly. You know, it's impossible for these guys. They're just not smart enough or whatever, just all these awful things. So she went down there and she took an hour long flight with one of the black pilots. She went back home and said, hey, Franklin, what are you doing? He's like, these guys are great. He's like, they can fly. They obviously can fly real well, you know. And so that helped to start breaking down some of it. But it was a long struggle.
Is there a factoid about the Tuskegee Airmen that maybe people don't know that you think they should?
I think the civil rights stuff is really interesting. You know, it was so institutionalized. And, you know, in 1925, the Army War College puts out this paper, which basically becomes Army policy that says, you know, that they called it the Negro manpower in the service. And that was the name of the paper. And basically its conclusion was all that these people can do is the most menial jobs, you know. And it was written, and it was, you know, this Army War College is where guys like Eisenhower, Patton, Bradley, they're all going through there as top leaders. So it's, you know, it's very ingrained in that system. Mm-hmm. I think understanding that it wasn't just, you know, Joe out on the corner, you know, spewing some racist hate. This was actually part of the fabric, right, that they were fighting against. So I think that's important to know. And, you know, that's not some, you know, obscure fact or whatever. It's what they were dealing with. So there are, you know, their service was so remarkable that a lot of kind of myths do develop around the Tuskegee Airmen because they were really outstanding. I think one of the biggest ones is you'll hear that they never lost a bomber. So part of their job was to escort bomber aircraft. Well, they did lose some bombers.
Those B-17s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. But the idea is that they did clearly demonstrate a deeper commitment to their mission protecting those bombers than a lot of the other white pilots did. You know, when you're up there and you see a German plane and you're a fighter pilot, you got a real strong tendency to go after that guy and, you know, kind of leave your mission, leave that bomber that you're protecting. The Tuskegee Airmen had a reputation for sticking with those bombers thick or thin and hanging with them and not going and seeking that kind of personal glory.
Yeah. So 1,000 pilots. Yep. For the Tuskegee Airmen, were they on both the European front and the Pacific front, or was it primarily European?
Primarily European, primarily in Italy. So they started in North Africa and then supported U.S. forces, allied forces, as we left North Africa, moved into Sicily and then moved into the, you know, the foot of the Italian boot and then started moving up the peninsula. They were providing that air cover for the ground forces. After that, they get based in Ramitelli, and then they begin the bomber escorts. And by that time, they're far enough north in Italy that they can reach Germany from Italy. So they're flying these escort missions into Germany. Yeah.
Mark Sunlove with the Soldiers Memorial here in St. Louis. And earlier today, it was announced that the street outside of the memorial will be renamed.
Yeah, it was an awesome day. So we opened the exhibit, but also the stretch of Chestnut between 13th and 14th. Ceremoniously renamed Tuskegee Airmen Way.
Awesome.
So that those signs went up today. And so they're up there. And, you know, I think that the thought was, you know, all the St. Louisans that were involved, mm-hmm. the incredible history of this unit. We need a something permanent in St. Louis to remember these folks.
Yeah. That's incredible. And, you know, we talked about how the whole, like those who worked on the unit and the actual pilots, 1,000 pilots, but like 15,000 total in the group. Do we know how was St. Louis represented? Like what numbers was St. Louis represented in the Tuskegee Airmen? Was it kind of like spread out or did we have a heavy number of people?
I think we were well represented, you know, over 90 for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe more. I won't get into it, but it's hard to track individuals where they're from in the service. They fill out paperwork when they're 18 years old, you know, and if you're from, you know, maybe you're in St. Louis or you went to St. Louis to enlist, you might put St. Louis as your hometown. So it's really hard to track some of that stuff. But, you know, certainly St. Louis was well represented. And
the 90 is in the total or the pilots?
In the total.
In the total,
yeah. And so certainly, you know, that's right after the Great Migration from the South, when African Americans are leaving the South in mass numbers, moving to cities like St. Louis and Chicago and Detroit. So you see a lot of representation from these kind of northern or Midwest cities. Yeah.
And we also wanted to point out, Ronj, since we talked about the ceremony, the opening of the exhibit at the Soldiers Memorial that you've partnered, you're part of the Missouri History Museum. So today there will be special shuttles?
Yeah. So up at the History Museum tonight, they're running their Juneteenth celebration. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're our sister organization. So they'll be running shuttles from the History Museum down to Soldiers Memorial. So you start there at the History Museum, come down, check out the exhibit, get back on the shuttle, take you back up to Forest Park, and you can participate in this evening's activities up there.
How long will that shuttle run?
It's 2:30, 3:30, and 4:30 those shuttles are running. So, you know, you get dropped off at probably about 3, and then you can stay there until hour and a half, something like that, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
What a great day today. This is it's that exhibit. I'm really looking forward to going in and seeing it. It's open as of today through November 2nd.
Yep.
It's going to be a great, great deal. So we appreciate you coming in again, Mark.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Always a privilege to be here and to raise more awareness about Soldiers Memorial. Thank you.
Anything else? Beautiful.
It is.
We look at it every day, and we're pretty spoiled that we get to look at such a beautiful building. When was that memorial built?
1938 is when it opened. Yeah. Yep.
So I think we are going to come over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to come over.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Over when you're going to be there. Yeah. You're always there.
Yeah, always there.
Okay. So I only want to come if you're going to be there. Mark.
But okay. I got volunteers that are far superior than me. You'll enjoy them much, much more than me.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you coming in.
We really appreciate it. That's awesome.
Yeah, because we talked back on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And that exhibit, the one that was there with the
ghost army.
Oh, my God, the ghost army thing was such a cool idea. And that was, Amy, if you remember, that the military set up these, they made it look like there were more tanks and troops than there actually were. It's just such a cool thing, man.
Okay, quick point of parliament here. Because the street was renamed, I know like the signs are like really cool. It's important. It made people want to get pictures. Is there a sign?
There's a sign.
So if people want to come down, get a picture with the street sign that says Tuskegee Airmen Way, that's up.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. Up. Yep. Awesome. Yep.
Director of the Soldiers Memorial here in St. Louis, Mark Sundlove, with us. Thank you so much for coming in, Mark.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Congratulations, Craig.
From
Craig. Way to go, Craig.
Trenton.
Trenton, Illinois. Good job, Craig.
Why are you being mean to Craig?
I don't know. When I hear the word Greg or Craig, I just want to say it like that.
It's Craigery. Craig is short for Craigery.
So Craig's going to go to the Outlaw Festival June 28th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. If you did not win this week, you have one more chance. That'll be tomorrow between 9 and noon, and you have a chance. You'll have to, you're probably not going to win, but you can try anyway, and you have to be listening for your opportunity to win those tickets.
And we just want to thank everyone for texting in to let us know if you're working, not working, driving, not driving, and or wearing pants.
Bill from West County says he's got shorts on.
Hey, Bill.
Doing the honeydews all day.
Oh,
so working, but not for money. Buying and installing fences, picking tomatoes, etc. That's a lot of work, it seems like. This message says Chris didn't understand about dump truck delivery and laborers shoveling the dirt because he's a daisy. That's not very nice.
What does that mean?
Well, he means it as an insult, but daisy actually means you're the best at something.
Does it?
You're the best, yeah.
Like Michael Jordan was a real daisy at basketball?
So it's like a 1800s word. You ever seen Tombstone? And he's like, you're a daisy if you do. That means you're good. You're good at...
Well, and David Copperfield, my favorite book by Charles Dickens. It's my favorite book, period, but it is also by Charles Dickens, my favorite author. Steerforth used to call David Daisy because he thought he was like such a sweet, innocent little boy.
Oh,
he'd be like, oh, Daisy, aren't you a perfect daisy?
Multiple meanings, but I like to think this guy thinks I'm the best.
No, everyone is like, you little liar. Here you go. Here you are pretending to be some union guy, and you don't even get how laborers work.
I don't know how dump trucks work.
I do. I'm the one that gets it. I get what the Teamster was saying. It's so easy to me. It's incomprehensible that you don't understand what the Teamster was trying to tell you.
From a 636, how do either one of you know what's inside of a semi truck? You've been spending some time in the back of semis, have you?
Well.
Amy. another message says, I have been wanting to be summoned for jury duty since 2002.
Is that John Hancock?
I don't know.
Because John Hancock's always wanted to do jury duty. He's never been summoned.
He says, I just didn't show up for a summons back then, and I haven't been called in since.
You didn't show up for a summons?
Don't you get arrested for that?
I think you get arrested. Like, you literally have a warrant out for your arrest.
He says he votes every time he can. This is a text from...
I vote every time I can?
That's what he says.
There is no more wishy-washy American citizen than the guy goes... I vote when I can.
That message is from shorty shorts wearing big brown truck driver Greg. Okay, Greg.
That's UPS. That is your direct competition for nice package.
Somebody is streaming, listening in from Camp Dodge, Iowa. The Army is working. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for your service.
That's correct.
I'm in the Army.
Harambe says, we've done a pretty decent show today.
Thank you.
Just kidding. He loves us. By the way, I'm still working.
Okay,
Harambe, stop. We know you've been working for 3 hours. Big deal.
We've been working for 3 hours.
And I am quite tired. I'm ready for a nap, but I can't.
You don't have to do Gas House Gang.
I don't have to do Gas House Gang. I wish I could, though, but we don't have it.
I think every day you should go, well, you know, that's the end of the Chris and Amy show, but no, my boss makes me do Gas House Gang. Like, my mom got me in trouble.
Robert, we have a doubleheader, that's why. Day game today coming up. Robert is watching on YouTube and says, some folks want to get out of jury duty while these heroes fought for the ability to put themselves in harm's way for their country. Not you, Ronj.
Robert makes a great point.
Sorry,
I thought it was a real
jury duty.
It was a real highlight between, you know, good, heroic people and whatever it is that you are.
Robert also says that in regard to David Copperfield, he says that he already made the Statue of Liberty disappear. Different David Copperfield.
It is a different David Copperfield.
All right, we got to go.
Unbelievable.
So I think we'll do it again tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
I think we should just continue the text of who's working.
Thank you for everybody who had to work today and not
thank
work
you.
And watched us on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, mm-hmm. or listening on the Odyssey app from Iowa or South Carolina or wherever you are today. We appreciate you. And we hope that you will come back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. We will do this again. If you missed anything, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Have a great one, folks. Cardinals baseball is coming up soon. Tom Ackerman is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.